Today's Mishnah, Masechet Negaim, is Perek Yud Beis, Mishnah Zion. Okay, so we're up to the end of Perek Yud Beit. So now we've been talking about exactly the procedure. We haven't talked about the Prote Dinim, but we've been talking about procedure. And that's because when it comes to the Dinim of Nige Batim, we have a lot of procedural issues because we have 3 weeks of Hezker. We have the fact that the Kohen has to come out to the house and has to actually close the door, which Hezger is literal over here. So we were talking about, in the previous Mishnah, we were talking about what happens when the Kohen comes back after a week, and he found a pisyon after a week. So we said that over there, he has to take out the avanim, and he has to put in new avanim, he has to put in new afar, and he has to replaster the house. Okay, now the house is in Hezger again for another week. The Kohen now comes back at the end of that week. So now this is the second week. Ba besof shavua vira'a. So now we have a new din. This new din is called chozer, as opposed to poseh. And a chozer is even if the nega comes back to another place on the house. It doesn't have to come back to exactly the place where it was. So a chozer is similar to the idea that we had of the concept of pisyon or chozer by beged, that over there, remember we talked about a striped shirt and that you could have a mokum in a different stripe, which it wasn't colored. So you could have in the white area of a different stripe, you could also have a pisyon. And over there, the pisyon was a different nega that needed to be the shear of a nega. So the same thing is true over here. If the nega comes back somewhere, then we get not to just taking out, which is called the chalitz, the bicholetz, the avanim. Now we get to the next stage, which is v'natatzet habayit. You got to rip down the entire house. Et avanav ve'et etzav ve'et kol afar habayit v'otzio michutz la'iro makom tameh. So over there, in the case where we're only doing the actual chalitzas avanim, they only have to take out the part that actually had the nega. But over here, we're talking about where it's chozer, and there you tear down the whole house. So now, there is a difference between just a pisyon, which was the previous case, and a chozer. So first of all, a pisyon, which comes after the first hezker, the end of 1 week. So then it could be even a tiny bit, because if it's samuch, if it's next to the place where the original of the nega was, so just like any pisyon, the din is that kol shehu, the slightest amount of pisyon, is enough to be mechayev you to take everything out that had the nega, but the stones that had the nega, and the ofar, and to require ticha. If the pisyon, which is still called a pisyon, even though it wasn't attached, even if it's rachok, so it's not in the same place, so you can't say it was a pisyon, literally of that original size nega, but it is a pisyon in the sense that there's more nega in the house than there was before. So if it's in a rachok place, it's a different place, then the pisyon has to be the size of a gris, at least, not two gris, which is the normal size of a nega in the house, because it needed to be on two avanim. But over here, if you're talking about pisyon, it's not like the nega lechatchila that needs to be on two avanim, because it's only pisyon. So even if it's a minimal size of a gris, that's also is going to be considered to be b'chayev you in the chalitzat avanim. Masha enkein, if here we're talking about a chozer, so in the second, that's only at the end of the second week. So the chozer that's coming back in the bayis, that has to be the size of the original nega. So now we have nothing that it's on at all. It's not viewed as a pisyon. So it needs to be the same as a nega would be lechatchila, which is shnei grisim. Is our Richie ready again? Or we can only get one bulinetter a day out of him? Hadron alach perek kol habatim.